Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
I was just trying to watch and chat with him on Periscope, and he was too full. He's too famous. Let's say hello to Trip Flip's Bert Kreischer. Hi, buddy. How are you?
Oh, this is the bad time to talk, to announce that I work for Travel Channel. I'm pretty drunk.
Would they be surprised about that?
Yeah.
No, they would not. I just got in from Maui, and I've been flying for like 15 hours, and I don't know if you watch that Periscope, but I am lit.
Yep, I didn't watch it today, but people were telling me you're in Maui and you were out. I couldn't tell if that's happening now or if it's already been recorded, but I like watching your Periscopes.
Thank you. I just deleted the one I just recorded because I was singing Creed.
Oh, you are? Are you still angry at the whole thing?
I'm obsessed because it dawned on me. I'm talking to my friend. We're in Maui, and he was like, I didn't know you in our band with Mark Tremonti. That's amazing. And he was like, do you know all those guitar licks that he gave Creed, which makes Creed, they would have all been yours to write lyrics to.
Yeah.
And I got really obsessed with writing lyrics to Creed songs.
Can you sing some of your stuff for us?
Dude, I let me tell you something. I was doing what Scott Stapp did like 5 years before he was doing it. I was imitating Eddie Vedder well before Scott Stapp.
I would just like to point out that that whenever Mike talked to Mark Tremonti, the guitar player from Creed, and asked him about you, he said, and I quote, "I never met a guy named Bert in my life."
I remember that he said. I'd remember a guy named Bert.
He is a 5'9" liar.
If you grab Mark Tremonti right now and we're like, at any point, if you saw him in Europe and you said, do you know Cowhead? He'd go, oh yeah, I know Cowhead.
Right.
And if you say to him, do you know Bert that you were in a band with? And he's like, I've never met a Bert in my life.
Yeah, that's interesting because I would recognize him immediately because he hasn't changed his look in 20 years.
Oh, would now you? You're bashing him?
Would you if you were famous?
Yeah, now I'm bashing him. Yeah, don't even get me started. Dude, you guys do this to me when I'm drunk and you make me trash on Mark Tremonti.
With arms wide open.
Yeah, oh. With arms wide open, yeah, we all got a chick pregnant. I get it. Okay? Most of us were like, "Oh, wow, it's pink. Oh, looks like I'm having a girl." I'm so obsessed with that band right now. And I'll tell you something right now, very candidly. Go on YouTube and listen to the instrumentals of Creed because I've been writing lyrics to their songs, and I'm thinking about releasing my own album. They're musically, they're not that great.
Hold on a second. You need to do that. You need to record it with your lyrics, and your band's going to be called Other Creed. Creed,
and we'll just Vanilla Ice every song.
No, it's art. It's Creed through the eyes of its original singer, Bert Kreischer.
I would love to throw a name out there. I think Creed Machine would be great.
Creed Machine.
Let me tell you something. I'm listening to the instrumentals and I'm writing lyrics for these songs, and I am not impressed with Tremonti. You realize how great Scott Stapp was past tense. But
how about this? What if Scott Stapp continues this crazy downward spiral and he dies, and then they go, hey, you know, we still want to go on, and they go, what about that guy that was here before Scott, and then you actually join Creed?
Oh, you don't think I've thought about that at all or blogged about it to myself? I really thought about losing weight and getting into leather pants and a tank top tucked into my leather pants? I think about it all the time.
By the way, taking Creed's music and putting a different singer to it, they've already done that. It's called Alter Bridge.
Yeah, I remember working at clubs, when like really B clubs, and all the managers were obsessed with Alter Bridge. And I was like, I didn't really fancy Creed. You know who was a big Creed fan? Was Will Smith. I loved Creed
when they came out. Everybody did.
Not everybody.
I didn't.
I know there were four guys that I worked with that did.
Yeah. Well, interesting. Well, things could have been different, Bert, but instead you're traveling the world on the Travel Channel's dime. I don't think things are too bad for you.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I guess when you look at it all in all, it all worked out. I don't think Scott Stapp's flying first class anymore. But the truth is, just a glimmer of that moment of to be on stage in front of like 20,000 people, 40,000 people,
right,
and play that. And then this is the part. That I don't have a joke in my set.
No, you're right. What would your words be to that song? Have you thought about that?
Oh, nonstop. I would have talked nonstop over the beginning of that. I would have been like, ATO's for life. ATO, man. Gotta love college. Hardcore. Party hardy, everybody.
Party hardy, everybody. Gotta love college. Those are your lyrics?
I would have been like, yeah, Tremonti, killing it, baby, killing it. Like, a lot of stuff like that. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Two times. Hit it right there. Come up. It's coming out right now. Bring it. That's what I'm talking about. I like to get drunk with friends and make out with chicks. And I know that we're not supposed to be singing right now, but I'm already singing. I don't care already. And then I would have left this part as silent.
You are hilarious, dude.
I'm obsessed with Creed. I'm not even joking around. I'm obsessed with Creed
No one has said that phrase for 20 years.
Yeah.
I tell you right now, man, I want to rescue Scott Stapp like I rescued my wife. I want to help him.
When you rescued your wife?
Oh, come on. Yeah. She was a pit bull that no one wanted that was in, and I picked her up and I rescued her.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, what do you mean, wow? Are you serious? Yeah, I totally rescued her. Like, she was staring at me, barking at the gate, like, rah, 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 rah. And I was like, she's okay. And I went in like a horse whisperer, and I was like Crocodile Dundee, and I did the shaka sign to her face. She came with me.
We're talking to Bert Kreischer, who is in, in Washington, D.C.?
Don't say my name.
It's not Bert. Where are you, in D.C. right now?
Yeah, I just landed in D.C.
We're talking to the lead singer of Creed Machine.
Yeah.
Creed Machine. Dude, let me tell you something right now. If you want to reinvent a career, you bring me out with Creed, right? They sing their song, and then I do. And then I come in for like the second verses, and we go verse for verse.
Yours and theirs. I like that. That's a good idea. Let's set it up.
I'm obsessed with it. I'll do it in a heartbeat. Is it that easy to get Creed?
Oh, yeah.
A new Quiet Riot?
are you coming here at all? Do you have any plans to be in this area? You missed
unless someone dies, no.
You missed a good show. We can arrange for that. We missed a good show a couple of weeks ago. We had a Friday show where you remember those foam parties that people used to have in nightclubs? We had a giant.
I saw that, but you know what? You didn't save it on Periscope, and I couldn't watch it.
I had to take everything off Periscope because I just feel like it's going to come back and bite me in the ass.
That's a good call.
Yeah,
let me tell you something. Periscope is way too. You know, someone started sending flowers to Leanne, and they sent them to our house, and then they sent them to our hotel in Maui. And Leanne was like, who sent these? And I was like, I have no idea. And she's like, how does anyone know where we are? And I was like, oh, I've been periscoping with my locations on.
So was I. I finally shut that off because I don't want to have to shoot anybody. But they were sending flowers to your wife?
Yeah, people have been sending flowers to Leanne. And at first I was like, oh, that's cool. And then part of me was like, wow, they know exactly where I am.
Yeah.
Are they sending them like they're trying to woo her, or are they sending them like, sorry, you have to deal with Bert?
Yeah. Oh. Dear Pitbull.
they're literally sending them like, sorry, you have to deal with Bert.
That's what
like
I
makes me feel like they have a sense of humor, and they're not like crazy. They're like, you put up with a lot with that guy. He travels a lot, and you're a great wife. Thank you so much for allowing him to entertain us. Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I guess, but that never works out that way. It starts out cool, and next thing you know, like, hey, I sent you three things of flowers. Can I have a pair of your underwear?
And the guy's like, I sell knives. Have you seen The Fan with Wesley Snipes? My favorite movie ever.
Hey, did you have Jim Jeffries on your podcast?
I did. I talked to you about you guys, too.
You did?
Yeah, of course.
Was he cool now? Or because he seems to be a little humbled now.
No, he was very cool. He was like, I guess you and him squashed it. And he was like, I only had a problem with his sidekick. Glavin.
Oh, like, burn. Ah. Said my name wrong. Got me.
No,
Jim.
I just said it wrong.
Yeah. Well, was he cool? Yeah. He seems to have been pretty cool now.
He was really cool. He was like, yeah. He was working on a bit about guns. And I guess you guys were in the, and that, I guess that bit went viral. I don't know. I didn't see it, but,
we send it out. Yeah, we're not stupid.
He was really cool. He said he loved you guys.
He was a real guy, or Mike? He didn't like Glavin.
Yeah.
He was a real dick.
I think Mike.
And then all of a sudden he humbled up. So man, I don't know. It's cool. People have bad days. We get it.
I gotta be honest with you. He makes a lot of money. I didn't realize how much money he makes.
Like, oh, yeah.
He pulled up in a Maserati. Like, he pulled up to my house that is literally exactly half of what his car is.
No.
Like, whoa.
No, Maseratis used to be a big deal when you had to import them from Europe. Now you can buy a Maserati in Wesley Chapel. It's not that big of a deal anymore.
Oh, I thought they were like $125,000, $250,000 cars.
Oh, maybe if you got a nice one.
He had a nice one. I periscoped it.
Are you trying to say your house was only $250,000?
No, my house is $520,000.
Yeah, and then you have a $2 million man cave in the backyard.
Maserati started. It's $100,000. They started $100,000, so you're thinking like a normal.
$125,000 would be right.
I was really impressed. He definitely, and he's touring in a tour bus. Like, he's doing really well.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing I can say about that. Yeah, he's doing really well.
I feel like we're depressing you now. I liked Happy Bird before. I like Creed Bird. What happened?
No. I have no competition with Jim Jeffries. My podcast is doing really well. I made $10,000 off Jim Jeffries on the podcast.
Hey, there you go. $10,000?
Dude, ad sales are going through the roof with audible.com. Hey, guys, go to audible.com. They got 150,000 audiobooks and audio products.
So how do we do that? I want to get on audible.com now.
Oh, you could kill it on audible.com. It's very basic. It's paid versus a thousand downloads.
Yeah.
And Jim Jeffries opened with like 45,000 the first day.
Really? All right. I'm going to go make you some money.
That's big for my podcast.
I'm going to listen to that on the way home. I want to hear that. That'll be good. All right. Well, I hope somebody dies so that you come here soon. I hope it's not like an immediate family member.
I hope so, too. I hope it's someone I partied with in college and I barely remember, but I can explain that we should go back to the beach house and go to the funeral.
Yeah, live like what's that movie where all the old friends go to the house? What's the one, Jeff Goldblum?
Big Chill.
Lake House. Big Chill.
Big Chill. No, Big Chill.
Lake House.
Keep saying Lake House, but you're wrong. It's Big Chill.
Lake House.
Big Chill.
Lake House. Lake House. Are we playing Snorkel right now?
Dick Buttons.
No, we're not playing Snorkel.
All right, well, look, I hope that we have a Big Chill moment. We can come back here and be our friend. Or actually, I have to go out to L.A. next month, so maybe I'll come see you.
Good luck. I'm not there for, I'm gone. We start Birth of Conqueror again. Next week.
Oh, what? You're on roller coasters?
But you never heard it? I didn't tell you this?
You told me that they wanted to bring it back, but you didn't tell me it was a done deal.
Oh, it's a done deal. We start in a week.
Of the same thing? Of you on roller coasters?
It's better. You'll see.
Oh, give me a little hint. Nobody's listening.
I can't tell you.
It's like bumper cars this time.
No, it's bumper cars. It's, I think... I don't know. I'll tell you off air.
I'm in DC.
I shouldn't be talking about Travel Channel.
Hold on. We're off the air. What do you got?
Oh, thank God, dude. Finally, I can talk to you seriously.
Just give me an idea. Just be like, it's like Birth of the Conqueror, but it's with...
The network is interested in a show that has more of me as the comedian and me being me.
Right.
And we can't really do that with Triplet because it's not about me. It's about the people I take on adventures.
Right.
So they basically were like, hey, would you do Birth of Conqueror? And then you can do whatever you want on it.
Okay.
So literally, I don't even have to ride roller coasters. I can just do whatever I want.
But that makes much more sense. So if you wanted to go, like swim with great white sharks or, well, I guess you did that, but you know, but that's sort of the Conqueror stuff as opposed to going to an amusement park.
100%.
Okay. I like that. 100%. That'll be good.
So we'll I'm sure we'll cover an amusement park, an episode, like do something. But like I told him the first time, I was like, Doug Benson's obsessed with roller coasters. I want to go ride roller coasters with Doug Benson. And they were like, 100%. and they called out, reached out to him, and none of his dates worked. They wanted me to ride a water slide with Jim Jeffries, so I can do whatever I want, really. So.
All right. Well, good. Good luck to you.
Hey, thanks for keeping up with this off the record. I'm glad you didn't show this to be fan.
I would never tell anybody about it. Hey,
I really appreciate
Creed Machine is the next big thing in your life, buddy.
Dude, get your money. I mean, he's got to be free, right?
I'm sure you just get you a Creed cover band.
Well, no, you could introduce him. You could introduce Mark and Bert.
For the first time?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe I could. Hey, Mark, my name's Bert. I give you your nickname, The Other Guy.
Oh, don't listen to me. Don't ruin your chances. What are you going to do, Elliot, this morning?
Doing Elliot this morning, yeah.
All right, cool. Have a good time. I saw you on Periscope. Your chat was too full, so I wanted to call you and check in and say hi.
Hey, are you following Sheiks on Periscope yet?
Sheiks? Like Arab Sheiks?
Dude, this is the best thing to follow on Periscope. Check my followers or who I follow, and then follow those Sheiks.
Okay. Is it good?
Because they buy Arabian horses in Paris on the whim.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
All right. I'll check it out. I do follow some guy from Dubai. He and I became best friends on Periscope the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Is that not awesome to follow those Dubai guys?
Yeah.
They go to Qatar and they have a bodyguard with them. You're like, what?
Hassan got on and he's like, what do you do in America that you are so popular on Periscope? I said, I do a great radio show. I said, what do you do in Dubai besides wear that awesome head thing that you're wearing? And then we got into a conversation, and next thing you know, he's like, I sent a jet for you. And I'm like, no, slow it down.
Oh.
Slow it down, Hassan. We need to exchange some political information first.
That's how Carmen dies.
Yeah. No, that's how Carmen gets sold. Yeah. Is what happens.
Aww.
Yeah.
It's the greatest thing. With the second you get on there, and you're like, okay, I guess I'll follow S with a circle in it, U with a 7 on top of it. It's the best. And then I share it with my followers immediately. And then everyone's like, hey, do you like BLTs? And the guy's like, BLT? What is BLT? I have no idea what BLT is.
You're bringing the BLT to oh, man, that's in the Middle East. That's great. Hey, I had to unfollow Redman.
Redman is pretty, you had to unfollow him?
Too much. So I'm in the middle. I got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and all I hear is my goddamn phone whistling because every 5 minutes he's on a Periscope. He Periscopes pooping. He Periscopes everything. Yeah.
The rules of Periscope are, if you Periscope more than 4 times a day, you should buy yourself a production company and make a reality show about yourself.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Although somebody's going to do it. Somebody's going to be the first Periscope reality show.
Yeah.
So here's the truth, is that do not Periscope more than 4 times a day. Do not fake me into an intro with, like Jim Gaffigan does that sometimes. He's like, riding cars on the Great Wall of China, and then you click it, and he's like, I'm at a deli. And you're like, come on, Jim.
They already have their first Periscope star.
Who?
Or whatever. I guess she's an artist, and I guess she does a lot
I've
of
heard paint. About this.
Yeah, Amanda Oleander?
Yeah, something. She works for E! Or something.
She's very, she's very pretty, and she's boring as hell, though, to watch her do her stuff, and she really thinks she's somebody.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone has labeled her as the first Outbreak Periscope.
Because she's got like 19 million hearts. Whatever. I don't like her. I unfollowed her.
Look, don't even start with the heart game. You started the heart game. What do you got, like 7 million hearts?
1.7.
Yeah, 1.7. I don't even ask for hearts.
I got accused yesterday.
These are rules of Periscope.
Hold on. I got accused yesterday of paying people to give me hearts.
Oh, come on.
I couldn't give a flying F less. All I've said is I just want more hearts than Bert. That's all I've said.
No, here's the other thing. These are the rules of Periscope. If you're going to use Periscope, do not read and answer questions. I don't want to hear about you answering fans that can barely type into a thing. I don't care what their questions are. That's not my question. I want to see you be interesting. Be interesting on Periscope, not you. I'm talking about everyone.
Right.
Then I also don't want you to go, hey, man, give me some hearts. That drives me nuts when you see, like, no, I'm not crapping on Nick Kroll, but Nick Kroll has got a lot of followers, but he's not very savvy to the technology yet.
Yeah.
So he's like, hammer me with those hearts. And you're like, oh, come on, Nick. You're so talented. Do an impression.
I always go, hey, listen, heart it up, because I just want more hearts than Bert. That's exactly what I say. All right, listen.
Well, then let's get rid of the nudity clause on Periscope also. I'm ready.
There's a nudity clause? I thought it was like Wild West City, man. We've been showing everything. We showed a transgendered guy who had the operation show her privates. Carmen got up.
Get deleted.
Carmen got up and put her ankles behind her ears yesterday and got 1,200 followers. Viewers.
A lot of hearts.
What I like to do is I like to do one with just more my chest up and then take my pants off and be naked.
Yeah, that's hot.
Yeah. All right. I love you guys.
Hey, what's wrong with Jen? What's Jen Sturger doing?
I just did that.
She was in the hospital yesterday.
What?
It looks like she was getting some sort of procedure done, and I don't know what it was. Like, she didn't seem nervous about it, but she was in the hospital.
Probably a breast
again
reduction.
Oh man.
Yeah, she's putting new ones back in.
Oh, good, 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 good. Don't go any. I say, take them out, put them in, make up your mind already.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. I don't understand breast reduction. Don't get me started. That's a different call-in.
All right. Well, look.
You should put that in your act. Don't get me started.
Don't get me started. Don't even get me started.
Yeah.
What's up with that? All right. Check out the machine. What, Tuesday nights on the Travel Channel?
Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock. Next week is North Carolina or Vietnam?
Well, I got to tell you, it doesn't matter because I didn't think I would enjoy the Upper Peninsula, and I thought that was fantastic.
Thank you. That was me, by the way. That was my editorial viewpoint, is I thought we could find really cool stuff to do in Michigan.
You did. I thought it was great.
Thank you. I love you so much.
All right. Easy, buddy.
Give him some hearts. Give him some hearts if you love him.
Yeah, hard enough. Yeah,
hammer him in hearts. Hammer him in hearts.
All right. Good catching up with you, and enjoy Elliot's show today.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later. Right, I love
see
you.
Bert. Love you, Bert.
There's a Bert.
Bye, guys.
Bert Kreischer.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Almerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.